This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Some of you, well, I'll just ask, I did it in the first two services. How many of you remember reading an author when you were in school by the name of O. Henry? Anybody remember? Well, actually, more people than in the second service people, they don't read. I don't know what it is. You know, I'm always doing this testing, one, two, three. No, I'm just kidding. I'm exaggerating to make a point. But O. Henry was famous for his twist endings of stories. He would write a story with a twist ending. And you may remember reading some of it. His name was William Sidney Porter. He grew up, was born in Greensboro, North Carolina. And that was his pen name, O. Henry. William Barclay quotes a story that I was not familiar with, and this is very strong. But remember, I'm not reading scripture to you. I'm not quoting the Bible. I'm quoting William Barclay, who's quoting O. Henry. I want to clarify that. Barclay says this: O. Henry, the American master of the short story, has a story in which he tells of a little girl whose mother had died. Her father used to come home from work and sit down and take off his jacket and open his newspaper, light his pipe, and prop up his feet on a footstool. His daughter would come in and would ask him to play with her for a little while, for she was lonely. She missed her mom who had died. The father routinely in the story told her he was tired. He had a hard day at work. "Sweetheart, just let me have a little peace and quiet while I read my paper. Just go out in the street and play." And she played on the streets, and the inevitable happened. You know Henry's story, she took to the streets, which is a nice way of saying she became a prostitute. She took to the streets, which is a nice way of saying she became a prostitute. The years passed on, and she died. You know, Henry's vision of what happened to the girl extends to heaven in the story. The girl's soul arrives in heaven. The apostle Peter sees her and says to Jesus, "Master, here's a girl who was a bad lot. She lived a life of prostitution. I suppose we should send her straight to hell, shouldn't we?" "No," said Jesus gently, "let her in. Let her in." And then his eyes, the eyes of Jesus in the story, grow stern. "But I want you to look for a man. I want you to look for a man who refused to play with his little girl and who sent her out to the streets. And I want you to find him and send him to hell. Send him to hell." God is not hard on the sinner, but God will be stern to the person who makes it easier for another to sin and whose conduct, either thoughtless or deliberate, puts a stumbling block in the path of the weaker brother. Now, I'm not quoting scripture to you. I know this is just a story, but part of it is based in the reality of Mark 9. Because Jesus would put it this way: you would be better off, spiritually speaking, to have a 300-pound rock attached to your neck and to be thrown into the Atlantic Ocean, the Gulf of Mexico, or the Pacific. You know why? Because it's true. It would be better to lose your life rather than to cause someone to sin. Now, please listen, because this is the most important thing I'm going to say. There's probably not one person in here who hasn't caused someone to sin. What do we need to do? Repent. Confess it to the Lord. There's one verse of scripture I quote more than any other verse of the Bible. It's 1 John 1:9. If you get tired of hearing it from me, I'm sorry, but it's the most important verse in a lot of ways for a lot of people. It goes like this: if we confess our sins, he, meaning Christ, is faithful and just, meaning he's true to his word, he will forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Don't go to your grave with the unconfessed sin that you led someone astray, whether it's your child, a grandchild, or somebody else's child.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.